Welcome back to An Acquired Taste. If you're not middle out selling, you're doing it wrong. Quick shout out before we get into this to Jen Abel. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. She's the founder of J Jellyfish, and she provides a ton of content on Twitter. Yes, I refuse to call it X on Twitter, about how enterprise sales strategies should be formed and the common mistakes made by startups trying to sell to enterprise clients. I think she would be likely to agree with what we're going to talk about. And the second thing is, hopefully some of you caught the homage to the TV show Silicon Valley in the title of this episode. I'm not going to recount that scene. It's fairly mature, but if you know, you know. So middle out selling is the concept that you're selling into enterprise sized customers through middle management. That is your audience, your ideal customer profile. That's the concept. We'll get back into that in a minute. I think it's important to define the other kind of competing strategies, for lack of a better way of putting it. So I would define traditional selling tactics as bottom up or top down. Sometimes they're referred to as push or pull sales strategies. So bottom up is trying to sell to the users and getting them to pressure or influence people with buying power to become paying customers. Pull strategy. They're trying to pull the organization to the users and to what the users want out of this product. Top down is trying to sell into the C-suite and hoping they push the rest of the organization to use it. It's a push strategy. Bottom up typically doesn't work because users don't have purchasing authority or influence over buying decisions. They can't navigate the internal politics of IT, finance, management, and even sometimes their own peer groups because they don't have access or they don't carry enough weight in the organization. Top down is hard, it's slow, and usually ends with them sending this back to middle management anyway for them to consider. It's laborious. It's not usually received well by middle management because this is just another kind of C-suite initiative that they have to deal with. So let's change gears a little bit and talk about middle out. Again, middle out is selling into the middle of the organization. Before you do that, you need to qualify a couple of things. First, that this person, this group, does have purchasing power. You have to make sure that they have a real need for the product. I hate to say that out loud, but it's important and it's still a necessity. You have to make sure that they can influence internal politics, that they do have enough sway within their organization, enough weight in their organization to get IT and finance and management and everybody else in peer groups along for the ride. And this is the key point that I think people miss, this last point. Personally, how will they benefit from being this champion for your product? Because remember, they have to sell up. They have to sell up to their superiors on why this needs to happen or why this purchase needs to be made, why this needs to be implemented. And then they have to sell down to their users, to the people they manage, about why this is going to make their life better or why this is important to them and their success. So they have to have something personally to benefit from this because you're asking, quite frankly, a lot from them. If you are successful, then make sure that you're equipping them with all of the data, with all of the information so that they can do selling up and selling down, because it's effectively what you're asking them to do. So make sure that they understand the benefit to their group and their peers. Make sure they understand for the people above them so that they can sell into that organization as well. So hopefully that kind of changes the way you think about selling into enterprise. It's not a top down. It's not a bottom up. It's something middle out. And so I would encourage you to think about, how do I influence that? And how do I look at the middle of the organization as being closer to my ideal customer profile or my ideal target place to start? Hope that helped. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Like, comment, and subscribe.